Imagine your students had a diary in which they recorded what I learned today, or what I enjoyed about my lessons today. And then they recorded one thing per lesson, if they have 5 lessons a day, for example. Now, over a period of time, that could build up into quite an interesting database, but as a paper diary, it'd be quite difficult to search through. Well, that's where Memory might be able to help. Memory, a word I guess made up from memory and diary, for education, there's a standard version and an educational version. The educational one's perhaps more useful for our context. Memory allows students to do that, but online. So they visit edu.memory.com, they register. You don't need to have an email address to register. And then they can start recording what they learned today. As that builds up over a period of time, they'll have a timeline of facts, or it could just be facts. It could be things that they remembered, things that they learned in each lesson. Or it could be a more reflective style of journal, and learning about the way that they learned. It could be metacognitive. It's entirely up to you how you advise them to use that. Or it's entirely up to them how they choose to use it. As a teacher, though, you're able to create a Memory teacher account. And then within that, you've got the facility to be able to provide students with an access code. And then that means that they will be registered to you as part of one of your classes. Now, that then means that you can change the question that they see each day. You probably wouldn't want to change it every day, but you do have the option to change it from "what did you learn" to something else. You also are able to see what students have registered within that account, and you're able to see what they put down about their learning. Now imagine how powerful a tool that could be. If they're recording the things that they learned in your lessons, or maybe the things that they struggled with, that's perhaps a means by which you can start to see areas where you need to go back to things and perhaps reinforce what you were talking about during a previous lesson. Or maybe it could just give them a way of recording a load of facts that they're going to be able to come back to later on when they do revision. You do have the facility to be able to tag each of the posts and be able to filter things later on. And they can look back through their journal by using the timeline feature and see the kinds of things that they did last week, last month, earlier in the year. And you have the facility to do that for them too. So I think it's got a lot of potential for a very